You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Okay. Okay, welcome everybody to Breakout Radio Church. We are absolutely delighted. Welcome to those that are with us here on bpnradio.com all across America and around the world. We are delighted that you are listening, and this is Breakout Radio Church, and the Holy Spirit gave me this scripture way back in 96 when we started Breakout Ministries. From Micah 2:13, he said, "The one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out, pass through the gate, go out by it. Their king will pass before them with the Lord at their head." So this is a breakout, Gene, and we want to welcome everybody that's joining us here on bpnradio.com.
Yes, welcome, Breakout family, and everyone that's joining us today. We're so excited about today. It's going to be a great day.
It's a wonderful day. It's a fantastic day. We're going places we've never been, doing things we've never done, saying things we've never said, meet people we never met. Wow. It's exciting.
It is.
Well, we're about to celebrate 51 years of full-time ministry and 57 years of full-time marriage.
Full-time marriage.
Just in a few weeks. We're great. Here we are pastoring. We're delighted. And here in our ministry center in Austin, Texas. And we're just grateful for what God is going to do today. Yes. And, of course, we Breakout Radio Church. I'll just read a little bit. We're a global church without walls, comprised of members of many different geographical locations across America and around the world, responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. We're a house of prayer for all nations. We're a house of prayer for all nations. Ian Allison Keeper is going to come and lead us in prayer, and then Taylor Gentry is going to come and lead us in some praise and worship. The Lord's put a message in my heart, and I've been studying and reading, and I'm ready to go.
Ready to go.
And by the way, I've been praying for all of our church members, Gene. I got all the members. I've called everyone's name in prayer.
Wow.
Yeah, individually.
That's exciting.
Blessing you, asking God to work in your life. And, wow, it's just exciting to have members from 39 states and nations. We're excited. Ian Allison is going to come and lead us in prayer, and then Taylor Gentry is going to come and lead us in some worship.
Hallelujah.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Great to have you. Great to be back here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, just a couple of things real quick. Want to offer all of you who may be new an opportunity to let us know who you are. As you heard Pastor Dale say, he prays over the names, speaks your names out loud of all the church members. And if you're not quite a member yet, or you haven't let us know your name so your name can be prayed over, I encourage you to head over to breakoutradiochurch.com and click on the membership link and let us know who you are. Let us know a little bit of information about you. Again, you're not going to get spammed a bunch or anything else. You're just stating that, hey, and of course, we love the local church. So if you're a member there, by all means, do that. But there may be some friends of yours that aren't sure what to do or where to go or haven't founded a church home yet. We'd like to invite them to join us for Breakout Radio Church and to become a member. Again, you can do that at the breakoutradiochurch.com. Go ahead and fill out the membership link and tell us a little bit about yourself. So we'll put that link on Facebook Live as well in just a minute. But
Just thinking when you said 57 years of full-time marriage, I was thinking, thank God it's not part-time marriage. and maybe that's part of the problem out there, right? Is we've got a bunch of part-time marriages going on. Our children at the dinner table last night, our oldest is 11, and she said, okay, who inspires you? And she said, it can't be us. It can't be each other. and it can't be Jesus. And I said, wow, okay, well, let me.
These are a given.
And I said, let me think about that. And our youngest, who Emmy Jean, who's 5, came over and she whispered in my ear and she said, I know who it should be for marriage. And I said, who? And she said, Papa Dale and Mama Jean. I thought that was so precious that even kids pick up on it, right? At 5 years old. So
we definitely stand in agreement.
Yes, yeah. We did. We stood in agreement. All right. Well, church, let's go ahead and pray because I'm excited for Miss Taylor Gentry to come and lead us in worship. Heavenly Father, Father God, we thank you for this ministry. God, we thank you for what you are doing through this ministry, through all of the people who are members, who are loyal listeners, and who are a part of this church, this movement, God. God, thank you that you are moving all across, not just this nation, but all across the world through this ministry, God. God, we do not take this mission lightly. God, and we are just honored that you have aligned all of us and chosen us to just be here, if even to just stand in agreement with this ministry, God. God, we thank you for all that you've already done in our lives, what you'll continue to do, God. God, today we just ask for those who are listening, for their spiritual eyes to be open, for their spiritual ears to hear, and for them to just understand that their minds cannot fully grasp the supernatural. And so we must allow our spirits to soak in the words today, God. God, we're believing that those who are with us today are going to hear a word from God. God, from his scriptures, from his love letters to us. We thank you, Jesus, and we thank you for your Holy Spirit who is here in the room with us right now, God. We thank you that he is going to anoint this service, that the service is anointed, that Taylor is anointed in her worship, that her guitar work, her voice, sing eloquent words, and that all of the radio waves, all of the Facebook waves, all of that work in conjunction for your word to be spread, God. God, we thank you that you are increasing this ministry, God. God, that we may not always be able to see the increase that is happening in our lives, but one thing that we can be sure of, God, is that if we walk in faith and obedience, your increase is there for us to have, God, and we will continue to walk in faith and obedience. We love you, Jesus. Have your way today, God. Have your way. And we thank you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. All right. Welcome over, Taylor Gentry. Come on in. I'm going to speak this
up. Okay, everyone listening, we're going to dive right into worship and just let the Holy Spirit move. I want more of you, God.
control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. I want more of you,
I'd rather be. No place I would rather be.
Lord, we love you today. Let's worship him today. We exalt you today, O God. You are worthy. Worthy of all of our exaltation. Let's lift your voices, church. Let's worship him today. God, we honor you and glorify you and magnify your name today. For you are worthy today. Hallelujah. Lord, you said, if I be high and lifted up, then I'm going to draw all men unto me. And so, Lord, we just declare that you are high and lifted up here today at Breakout Radio Church. Thank you so very, very much. And thank you, Taylor Gentry, and all of our team. Well, I'm going to preach a little while, and then we're going to pray some more. I'm excited about what God is doing at Breakout Radio Church. Turn your Bibles with me. It's one of my favorite passages of Scripture in the entire Bible. Psalms 121. The Holy Spirit has been putting this in my heart, and I want to share it today. Psalms 121 from the New King James Version. I'll also be reading today from the Message Bible, some other versions. So, all right. Psalms 121. David said, I will lift up my eyes. I like those words. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. God doesn't need any sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you. We are preserved. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in, even from this time forth, and even forevermore. I'm bonded to my Bible. I love my Bible. And I love that passage of Scripture. I was reminded this week of something that happened in Gene and I's lives several years ago that was really the springboard for what I'm going to preach today about. But several years ago, Gene and I met a businessman, and he gave us an offering, and he said to me one day, call me on the phone, and he said, Dale, that one prophetic word that you gave my wife and I saved our marriage. We were on the verge of getting a divorce, and one word you gave, and I want to bless you. He said, I'm doing business on Wall Street. I have finances. God is blessing me. Tell me how much you need. Now, I'm always reluctant to say anything. I mean, I feel very awkward about that. But Gene and I have been praying about us coming out of debt. And we've been praying that God would supply $50,000. So he said, please tell me. He said, I have the money to bless you. And so I said, well, you know, Gene and I, we've been praying for $50,000 to come out of debt. And he said, that is not a problem. He said, I will send you the check and you'll get it next Wednesday. That was on a Saturday. Gene and I, we cried tears of joy, and we were going down the road, I'll never forget, and we were praising God, and we were so happy and so thankful and grateful, and we knew he was a man of his word. We knew we had mutual friends, so we knew this was a man that kept his word. Wednesday came, and no check, nothing happened, no transference into our bank. I didn't know what had happened. Thursday, the next call I got was from this man's wife. And she said to me, Dale, I'm on my way to the funeral. I said, what funeral? She said, my husband's funeral. I said, what? I was sitting at my desk, and I was talking to her. She said, my husband died this week. He had a heart attack. I said, that couldn't happen. He's only 46 years old. She said, he died of a heart attack and went off into a ditch that was filled with water. They could not get him out. He died. And I prayed for her. I hung up and I put my head on my desk. I can remember it if it was just yesterday. And I was crying out, I can't believe I can't believe this is happening to me. I can't believe it. And Jean, she heard me crying out, and she thought I was I'd hurt myself. And she ran into my office, and I had my head down on my desk, and I could not get it up. And she said, "Dale, what has happened? What has gone wrong? What have you just done? What have you heard?" I said, "Jean, I can't believe the $50,000 that was coming to us yesterday did not come because..." And I called his name because our friend, he died of a heart attack, went over to a ditch and drowned and as a result of the heart attack. And I can't believe it's happening. And she said to me, "Dale, you know, every one of us need people that will not get in the mud with us, that will help us lift up our head." That's what David said. "I will lift up my head. He is the lifter of my head." And I thought she was going to say, "Well, I can't believe that, Dale. And what are we going to do? We depended on that." She just looked at me and said, "Dale, get your head up." And that is what I'm saying to you today. Those of you that are attending Breakout Radio Church, I don't know what your circumstances is. I don't know what's going on in your life. Maybe your wife left you, your husband left you. I know I prayed with one of our members from Louisiana last week. Her husband died last July, and her daughter was murdered in October. She had her head down, and I was praying for her. There are some things that cause us to get our head down, but I come to encourage you to lift up your head today. I had my head down, and I want to tell you that when you have your head down, everything looks down. Hell is down, and heaven is up. And if you look down long enough, you're going to see all hell coming into your life. Helplessness, hopelessness, despair, grief, sorrow, anger, resentment, unforgiveness. All of those things happen when you get your head down. And I definitely that day, I had my head down on my desk crying. I was literally crying, saying, "God, I can't believe this has happened to me." Have you ever had that to happen in your life where something transpired that you did not expect or did not anticipate, and suddenly you were saying, "I cannot believe this happened to me. I can't believe she left me. I can't believe that he died. I can't believe that we can no longer live in this house. I can't believe that I've been terminated today. I can't believe that she broke off this relationship with me." And I'm getting a great response right now on Facebook, so I know I'm touching the heart of a thing. "I can't believe that we can't pay our bills. I can't believe that my 401k is gone." There are so many things that can happen in life. But Jesus is the lifter of our heads. And sometimes we have to have somebody that will help us get our heads up, that will get out of the mud, that won't get into the dirt with us. And I'm thankful for Jean Gentry. She's always been one that stood beside me and helped me get my head up. And that day, she said to me, "Dale, this man was not our source. Man is not our source. We know that God is our source. We know that we've been in ministry for a long time. We've been married for a long time. We know that God is gonna take care of us." And sometimes I wonder why she has to be so positive. Why can't she be a little bit negative? And so, you know, one time I got real depressed. I'll never forget. I was in our bedroom. We were living in Oklahoma City, and I got so depressed, and I fell down by the side of my bed, and I said, "Jean, would you please pray for me? I'm so depressed today." Now, normally she would, but that day she said, looked at me and said, "Dale, I'm not going to pray for you. You get up and you act like a man." So sometimes sometimes we need people to cry with us and grieve with us and feel our pain with us. But sometimes we have to have people around us that get our heads up, that lift up our heads. And I'm thankful that's what we can do with our marriages and with our friends and with those around us. And so I begin to meditate on these words, because after a while, Gene had me to get my head up, and I begin to remember Psalms 121, where David said, from the Message Bible I'll read this time. I look up. You've got to look up. When you start looking down, everything is going to look down. But when you start looking up, everything will start looking up. Why? Because who's up there? The Lord Himself. He sits high on a throne. So David said, David knew trouble. He was the king of Israel, but Saul had chased him. Saul was trying to kill him. His own son turned against him. He had to flee from his own son. There was death in his family. There was tragedy. His best friend forsook him and turned against him. He was a man, even though he was the king of Israel, he was a man that knew about difficulties, problems. But he said, I'm going to lift up my eyes. I'm going to look up to the mountains. Does my strength come from mountains? No, my strength comes from God, who made heaven and earth and mountains. He won't let you stumble. Your guardian God won't fall asleep. Not on your life. Israel's guardian will never doze or sleep. God's your guardian right at your side to protect you, shielding you from sunstroke, sheltering you from moonstroke. God guards you from every evil. He guards your very life. He guards you when you leave and when you return. He guards you now. He guards you always. So David said, I'm going to lift my eyes unto the hills from which comes my help. The original says, I'm going to lift my eyes above the hills, above the difficulties, above the challenges, above the walls. And I'm going to lift my eyes to the hills from comes my help. My help comes from the Lord. He is the keeper of Israel. So David said here in Psalms 5, he said, give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. My voice, for to you I will pray. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will do what? I will look up. And so we have to keep our heads up, because when we get our heads up, that's where the Lord is. The maker of the universe, the creator of each of us. He is watching for us. He never sleeps or slumber. His eye is upon us. If his eye is upon the sparrow, which it is, every sparrow, how much more important are we than sparrows? And I'm here to tell you today, church, that God's eyes are upon you. And if you will get your head up, if you will look up and know that he is for you, and if he is for you, then who can be against you? Nobody. So I discovered when I started looking up, when Gene told me to get my head up, I began to look and I began to see that God was looking at the whole thing and knew that even though this was going to be a tremendous blessing in our life, that God was the one that created him, put him in there in the first place. And so I saw the Lord. That's what Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 6. Boy, I love reading scriptures. Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 6, he said, the year that King Uzziah died, that was a troublesome year in Israel. The whole nation was in despair. He said, in the year that King Uzziah died, that was he had his head down when he talked about that. But then he said, I saw the Lord. Wow. I saw the Lord. And he was sitting on a lofty throne, and the temple was filled with his glory. The prophet said there was trouble on every hand, but I looked up and I saw the Lord, and he was high and lifted up. He was on a lofty throne, and his temple filled the temple was filled with glory. So hell is down and heaven is up. So we got to keep looking up. We have to keep looking up above our dread or anxiety or hopelessness. We got to look up, because when we look up, we see the Lord. So Gene said, Dale, you've got to get your head up. God is going to supply our need. And I thought that, of course, that she was going to get down in the mud with me, down in the dirt with me, but she refused to do it. And so we started looking up. So I want to encourage those of you that are at Breakout Radio Church today. I know there are circumstances that can certainly cause us to get our head down. You know, I have a spiritual son, former boxing champ, Evander Holyfield. He sent me these words this past week, and I want to read them to you. He said, sometimes we suffer discouragement. because of difficult circumstances by no one in particular. Natural disasters, disease, economic downturn, injury. Frequently, we suffer because enemies cause us harm and refuse to stop. That was David's lament, as I read in Psalm chapter 5. He knew discouragement can easily escalate into resentment, bitterness, hatred, and finally retaliation. I'm gonna get even with them. That is the final straw. When you say I'm gonna get even with them, I'm gonna hurt them just like they hurt me. He feared becoming like his oppressors, though. So David reflected on the Lord's character and asked him for the ability to do things his way. David then considers the character and actions of his enemies in Psalm chapter 5 that I read. He said, my enemies cannot speak a truthful word. And I'm reading this because I know that some of you have been deeply hurt by people that loved you, you thought loved you, you thought would never leave you, you thought were for you, but you've been wounded today. He said, my enemies cannot speak a truthful word. Their deepest desire is to destroy others. Their talk is foul, like the stench from an open grave. Their tongues are filled with flattery. O God, declare them guilty, David said. Let them be caught in their own traps. Drive them away because of their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. So in his mind, Evander wrote, David deliberately hands his enemies over to God. Well, this is great. This is fantastic. He deliberately hands his enemies over to God, who has the sole authority to dispense justice or mercy. He also asked God to allow them to fall by their own devices. When dealing with those who oppose righteousness, it's helpful to remember that they are fighting against the Lord, not you. Consequently, you can be sure he will not allow evil deeds to continue forever. He will limit sin and hold the sinners accountable. If left alone in their own counsel, they will fall by themselves. So the Apostle Paul, he writes, states clearly, never pay back evil with more evil. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scripture says, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. So he said the daily grind of discouragement is lessened when we trust that the Lord will fight our battles for us. So how does God respond to your enemies? Some of you are really fighting battles because of your enemies, people that maybe loved you, maybe people that don't love you at all, but they're fighting against you. They're trying to take over. They're trying to control, manipulate your life. They're trying to take your job, your business. They're trying to speak evil against you. How does God respond to your enemies? Here's what it says in Psalm chapter 2. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. We are his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. What does God do? He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. So what are we supposed to do when our enemies come against us? We do what God does. When we, all of our enemies and those who oppose us, they come against us, we look up into him, and what do we see him doing? Wringing his hands and saying, no, 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 no. He sits in the heavens and laughs. One of the greatest seasons of difficulty that Gene and I went through in our entire lives, our entire marriage, was when I was leading church in a certain place. And there was a lot of rebellion. We had a Christian school. There was a lot of rebellion that went on. And we had negative reports about us on the front page of the newspaper. We had death threats. It was unreal what was happening. And so one of my prayer partners came, and we sat in my office for a week and prayed in the spirit, prayed in tongues, and laughed. I did not try to defend myself with the newspaper reporters. They were wanting interviews and the different media, the television, radio. I just sat in my office and we just prayed in the spirit and laughed. And God came to our rescue. And today that school is stronger and better than ever. And this preacher is stronger and better than ever. So what did David say in Psalms? Well, I like to read this. Psalm chapter 3. Lord, how they are increased who trouble me. Many are they who rise up against me. Many are saying of me, there is no help for him in God. And then this is from the Amplified Bible. It says, pause and calmly think of that. Pause and calmly think of that when they say there's no help for them. They're not going to make it. He said, with my voice I cry to the Lord. And he hears and answers me out of his holy hill. I lay down and slept. It's amazing. What do? We laugh and then we just lay down and go to sleep. Because it's the Lord that fights our battles. And I believe that probably some of you members here at Breakout Radio Church today, and you are trying to fight your own battles. You're struggling with all of your might, and you are fretting, and you are worried, and you are anxious. And some of you are maybe on the verge of a panic attack because of things that are happening and reports that you've gotten, what people have said. I want to encourage you today to pause and calmly think of what God is doing in your life, that he is for you. Look up. Get your head up. Don't keep your head down, church. Get your head up. For salvation, our help comes from the Lord. Our help. Here's what the Message Bible says. I stretch myself out. I sleep. He just said, I'm going to lay down. All this trouble's come my way. I've got my head up. I've looked unto him. And now what does he want me to do? He wants me to laugh a little bit and then stretch out and lay down. Fearless before the enemy mobs. So my response to all of these challenges in my life that keep me looking down, excuse me, are found in Isaiah. I'm going to read this, and then we're going to pray. Here's what he said, Isaiah chapter 35. My pastor was praying for me a couple of days ago, and he reminded me of Isaiah 35, the prophet. I love the prophet Isaiah. So I'm speaking to you now. I'm encouraging you today. I'm not getting down in the mud with you. If you're going to weep, I can weep with you. If you grieve, I can grieve with you. But I'm telling you to get your head up today because God is for you. He is for you. So here's what Isaiah wrote. He said, the wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them. The desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. He's talking about you. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice. Even with joy and singing, the glory of Lebanon shall be given to it. The excellence of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God. He said, I'm going to strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Some of you feel like fainting, but no, you're not going to faint. Say to those who are fearful hearted, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. He will come and he will save you. So what happened about the 50,000? Did we get it? We thought maybe his wife would go ahead and give it to us, but she didn't. In fact, she died just a few weeks later and left two teenagers. But we never got it from them. In fact, we have never gotten it from anyone. But you know what? We are faithful to give, and it's been several years now. And Gene and I can testify that he gives us daily bread and monthly fruit. We've never been unable to pay a bill or a car payment or a house payment. He always supplies. Did not come at 50,000 at one time, but it's come in increments. I'm telling you, it may not happen all at once, but God is an incremental God. Do you hear what I'm saying today? God is an incremental God, and God may not restore your marriage all at once, but he can do it incrementally. And you'll see it happening. You'll see it getting better incrementally. He may not restore your business all at once. And you say, well, God, wow, it just happened overnight. It can do that, but it may happen incrementally. We just say, oh, our business is getting better each week, each month. And it may not. He may not restore that love for your husband or wife or your boyfriend, girlfriend. He may not restore it all at once. It may not happen, but it may happen incrementally. So God has given us back that 50,000, but it's come in increments over the years. And I'm thankful and grateful. So I'm going to pray for you today, and then I'm going to have Ian Allison's going to come and pray for you as well. Paul, I'm so glad you're at Breakout Radio Church today, and I want to pray for you, and I just know that God is at work in your life, and I'm going to help you get out of the mud. You know, we have a couple in our, that are members of our church, faithful members, Tammy and Matthew. And Tammy has founded a ministry. They live in West Texas. She's founded a ministry called Out of the Mud. And she gives those little badges that you can wear, Out of the Mud. And then people will say, what does that mean? And she's only in her early 50s, but she's already had over 20 surgeries. She's gone through a lot in her life. And they're facing some challenges this week. But to hear her testimony, and her dreams. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I asked everyone to, all the Breakout Radio Church members, to send me their dreams. And even though Matthew and Tammy's been going through a lot of difficulties, here's what she wrote me. She said, our vision and dreams for this year will affect the rest of our lives, glory to God. First, to have permanent custody of their two grandchildren, to plant seeds, to have the finances, to get our house in order in preparation to sell it in the spring, to free us to full-time ministry, to become a bigger part of BPN and BRC, not just as members, but a real part, to share an out-of-the-mud presentation to Papa Dale and Mama Jean so they can see and know what it's really all about, to get to have a presentation to BRC Facebook to appeal the broken in body, mind, and spirit, to set the captive free. Mm-hmm. Wow. Going through all those difficulties, you're saying, yeah, but I'm not going to get in the mud. I'm gonna reach out and help somebody. So I just say amen and hallelujah and praise God. And so as Matthew and Tammy are lifting their heads, as we lift our heads to you, we see you high and lifted up, and your glory is filling this temple, and we bless you in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you right now. I ask God to help you, to give you supernatural strength. Man, you cannot rely upon the arm of flesh, because man has the tendency sometimes to let you down, but God will never, ever let you down. So I pray for you. I command you to get up. Get your head up. For God is with you, and God is working, and everything can change in 24 hours, or it can change incrementally. Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, you see God at work in your life. I bless you, Breakout Radio Church, in Jesus' name. And if you don't know the Lord, I want to pray for you right now. Would you just say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you. And I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. If you said that prayer, would like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com. There's a membership link. And or you can go to breakoutradiochurch.com. There's a membership link. And we will be praying for you. I call members from time to time as time permits. But we have a church phone, and you can call that and become a member. So Ian Allen's going to come and pray. Taylor's going to, she's going to lead us in maybe some background music, and we're going to pray for you. And we're also going to give you an opportunity to give today. I'm encouraging every member today to invest in this ministry. I want to remind you, next Sunday is Prophetic Sunday. I'm going to be prophesying over people, and so it's going to be a great day. I want to remind you also, this Wednesday, I'm going to be giving my prophetic words for 2018, as I've done since 1990. I'll give my prophetic words. I gave them last Wednesday. I'll be giving those words this Wednesday on bpnradio.com. Hallelujah.
Hey, before you go here, Dale, I just want to say there was a praise report that came in on Facebook Live that we had a Doug who says that he has a cassette tape from 2004 of a prophetic word that you delivered, and you mentioned that, that his wife would be writing books, and since then she's written 7 books, published 7 books.
Wow.
And so for you kids out there, cassette tapes are what we used to listen to before MP3s and
right.
CDs.
Yeah.
And so just wanted to make sure that's clear.
Wind
but
them up with our pencils.
Yeah, right. You had to wind them up with our pencils. But
that's a good report.
Just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you.
Your prophetic words from the past are still living strong today. And so encourage all of you out there to tune in next Sunday for sure for the prophetic words that he's going to be delivering. And amazing.
Be
so
be great.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
And Dale mentioned, obviously, there's a time of response we can move into here as we want to give our members and those of you that may be new to the church an opportunity to give your tithes and offerings. And as I was considering thinking about the tithes and offerings today, again, that remind all of you out there that as you give your tithes, that it's a seed that you're planting into the soil. And oftentimes that when we have a seed and we start to grow a tree, we put it in a little pot, but that pot can only contain a tree that will grow so big. You've got to take that and plant it somewhere larger out there. And your tithes you're giving are planting that into fertile ground, that God was going to bless that and grow that tree, you know, immensely, you know, 100-fold over what you give. And so just want to encourage you out there to make sure that you're giving your tithes, that you're releasing that to God so that he can work in your life how he's supposed to. And if you're here to give today, we want to give you that opportunity. You can do so by heading over to BPN Radio or BreakoutRadioChurch.com and finding the donate button. And through that donate button, it allows you to give via PayPal with a debit or credit card. Or if you prefer to make your checks out, if you write a check, you can make a check out to Breakout Ministries and send that to P.O. Box 91987. Wait,
91985.
91985. I'm sorry. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. I should just put that in front of me every time because I get those.
Is it right there on the screen?
Oh, sorry. So funny. So Breakout Ministries, make your checks out to P.O. Box 91985. Austin, Texas, 78709. And we appreciate that and know that your contributions are helping to grow this ministry and the wonderful things that we're doing throughout the week. So if you're new here, know that you can tune into BPN Radio throughout the week and you're going to get fed. You're going to hear some wonderful, you're going to get fed. You'll get filled up. We have a breakout. We have a Marketplace Saturdays happening. For those of you that are business people, tune in on Saturdays. And Preaching Sundays is going to happen very soon, where if maybe you've got a calling in your heart to preach, to deliver a word, and you want an audience, you want a place to do that, reach out to breakoutministries@gmail.com. We're going to be opening up the airwaves on Sundays for those of you that are brand new pastors or experienced pastors, or again, if you're someone who has a heart, we want to hear from you and find out if this might be a good fit. So breakoutministries@gmail.com. Title that I Want to Be on the Radio. So and we'll get back in touch with you. Yeah. And wonderful. You want to come over and pray?
Absolutely. I love to pray.
Yes. Love your prayers.
So it's just interesting because a word that God has been had on my heart this whole week for people, and I've just been praying for people right and left of this word, and the word is victory. Claiming victory. And so many of us are so wrapped up in claiming our ailments, claiming our problems, claiming the situations and the circumstances that aren't favorable. And I just want to encourage each and every one of you to make a choice, to make a decision. You see, the power of choice and the power of decision is that it happens in a moment. It happens in a moment. And you just walk that out. But I want to encourage you this morning to claim victory. To claim victory. Because, you see, faith isn't something that we do. Faith is a response to something that's already been done for us. Victory has already been won for you. God's victory did not include you standing in the mud with your head down. No, in fact, I was reminded as Papa Dale was preaching of Luke 3:5, and how John had the message written on his heart that Isaiah the prophet had spoke so long ago. And when he stood out in the wilderness along the Jordan River and he preached those words about every mountain and every hill will be flat, every crooked path made straight, the crowds flocked from the towns. They flocked from the towns to be baptized. Church, this morning, I know there's those are of you that are suffering. And it's easy to say, but if you only knew my situation. God knows your situation. He knows exactly where you're at, and he knows the depths of your heart. And he says, don't let faith just be something that you do. Let it be a response to what I've already done for you. Thank you, Jesus, that this morning we can have the courage to make a choice and a decision to claim victory in your name, God. Victory. I declare it and I claim it, God. Victory in your name, Jesus. Declare it with me, church. Victory. I declare victory over all these circumstances, over all these situations. God, I declare your victory. Today, I declare your victory over these illnesses that have struck over me. Yes. Lord, I declare victory over finances. I declare victory over the enemies who wish to bring me down, God. I declare victory in your name, Jesus. I declare victory over this anxiety, over this fear, over this loss, over this grief. I declare victory, God, in your name, Jesus. God, and I declare that my faith not just be something that I do, God, but it is in response to what you have done, God. May the image of you up on that cross be burned into my heart and into my mind and into my soul and into my spirit, God. That your blood was shed for me. For me, God. God, that you loved me so much that I could stand here today and declare victory. Victory, God. God, today we declare that we make a choice and a decision, God. A choice in this moment, God. That one day people will say, what happened? And you will be able to say, I'm just a girl. I'm just a man who one day decided to claim victory. And that's where it all changed. Now, church, I understand that you might have to walk through and declare it moment after moment, day after day, month after month. But you keep declaring it.
That's right. That's right.
Because as you declare it, you can't keep your eyes down. No, as you declare victory, your head goes up and you walk with a new confidence. And you walk knowing who is standing side by side, hand in hand, heart in heart, with you every moment and every second. He says, come on, I'm not going to stand here in this mud with you. I didn't put you here. No. And we thank you, Jesus. We love you, God. God, you are good. You are good. You are so good. We love you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so very, very much for that prayer. so thankful for your attendance at church today. Thank you for your giving today. We're so very, very grateful. We bless you,
yes.
And we ask God to bless you and cause his face to shine upon you. Have a wonderful day.